If you're shopping online for the holidays, you might see some tempting prices, things like deep discounts on toys. Consumer advocates, though, want you to think twice before you buy. They say that $8 toy set might not meet U.S. safety standards designed to protect kids, and they are highlighting the potential risk of paying a shockingly low price for toys. Here to explain why is NPR's Bill Chappell. Hey there, Bill.
Hi.
Hi, say it ain't so. I find this great toy, and it's cheap, and it'll get here in time for the holidays, and you're telling me maybe not to go ahead?
Well, maybe not. Nobody's trying to be a Grinch here, Mary Louise, but, you know, experts in this field are worried. Here's Teresa Murray of the Public Interest Research Group. That's a consumer watchdog. And basically, she says we need to be careful about where we shop.
I mean, a lot of times people see these URLs and they don't even recognize the name of the company. But a lot of folks think that just because something is for sale, it must be safe. And that is incredibly wrong.
Yeah, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission agrees. They say that when a price seems too good to be true, it can mean the item might be unsafe. Potential risks to kids range from lead and other possible toxic exposures to choking hazards and flammability, too. Advocates say it's a big risk if you buy toys online and it ships directly to you from another country. The majority of those packages don't get inspected for U.S. safety standards before they land on your porch. And that's because of a U.S. law that retailers use called de minimis. It makes it cheap for them to import items directly to customers in the U.S.
A law called de minimis. Give us a quick primer on how that works.
Well, it started as a way to let travelers and businesses avoid paying taxes and import duties when they're shipping items that don't have much or have really little value. So people who support it say it keeps trade moving along fluidly. It keeps costs low for businesses and consumers. But, you know, the name de minimis might sound like it's not a big deal. It's some little small thing. But,
yeah.
You know, since 2014, the number of de minimis shipments each year has risen from 140 million to 1 billion in 2023. They now account for most of the cargo entering the U.S., according to the Customs and Border Protection Agency. So, you know, they say they're processing now around 4 million de minimis shipments every day. Many of those are coming from China, and Murray from the consumer group says that, you know, she's emphasizing Chinese imports, including toys, don't generally pose a problem. Only a small percentage, she says, have been found to be unsafe. And those are usually sold directly to customers and under the de minimis exemption. There's actually bipartisan support for imposing tighter restrictions than the current rules, but that won't happen in time for this holiday season.
So back to toys. Eyes on the prize here, Bill. What is the advice? What should consumers do?
Well, I asked Teresa Murray that question.
We urge people to not buy from any kind of advertisements on social media apps. Really need to use caution if you're shopping through like Temu or Shein or TikTok Shop, because the numbers suggest that there are a lot of those products that aren't safe.
So basically the advice is to shop from retailers you already know and trust.
And NPR's Bill Chappell, thank you.
Thank you.